What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 119. All right, so we are at the end of the year. We're going in, setting our goals, doing all the things for 2022 at this point, if you're listening up to date. So what I wanted to do was to bring on your all's favorite guest, my wife, Jess, and there's five questions that we wanted to answer, and there are five questions that I also would highly encourage you to answer as well on your own. We go through these five questions. It's a little bit of reflection, a little bit of kind of projection or goals coming up for this year. And I think it's so important at the end of the year to do both of those things, right? To reflect on the previous year, to start looking forward to the upcoming year. And of course, we had a little bit of fun with it. But yeah, these are five questions I think are super important to be able to ask yourself as you're heading into 2022. So having said that, I hope you all have an amazing new year. I hope that this past year was as good as it could be. But again, I'm excited for 2022. I hope you all are as well. We have some big goals around here, and you'll get to hear a little bit about them coming up. Also, too, make sure you are subscribed. All right, go get your subscription to Crossbone Meats. I just saw where meat prices are going crazy again. Lock in your rates. Make sure that you're getting the best meat without having to deal with the ups and downs, the supply chain issues, and all this weird stuff going on. Just make sure you have good quality, amazing beef. Go to crossbonemeats.com, check out the subscription option, or just get yourself some meat. All right, everybody, I am super excited to have you on board. Here we go. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the New Year's edition of the Primal King Podcast, and I am back with your favorite guest.
Yeah.
Oh boy, coming in hot. Jess, my wife, is definitely fired up for this one. So one of the things that I never do on this podcast, is I never pre-plan questions.
Uh-uh. Like to the point where I'm usually asking, like, what are you going to ask me? What are we going to talk about? And you will not tell me.
Yeah. Like even with guests, I'll do my research. I'll kind of know where I want to take the conversation, I guess. But I never... I don't know. Like, I don't judge people
like
on
to be
other
organic.
Yeah. Again, not to judge other people on other podcasts, but like sometimes like the gimmicky, like I got five questions as fast as you can answer them or like maybe it's fun for everybody to listen to, but I don't find that type of gimmicky stuff like interesting to myself. So I tell you all of that to tell you, here I am contradicting myself completely because we actually have five questions, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, five questions that we're going to answer.
But let's preface this. You planned this half hour ago.
No, it was like 2 hours ago.
Oh, okay. Before dinner.
Yeah. So like, I mean, this was well thought out. Like very, very long-term goals here, right?
Yeah.
But so these are like five questions that I think that, I don't know. So there was part of me that I was like, I don't know if we want to do this because maybe you guys won't even care about these questions. But then there's the other side of me is like, I feel like these are like five very relevant questions for everyone to ask themselves. And so maybe if we kind of discuss these five questions amongst ourselves to you, then it'll, I don't know, maybe it'll encourage you to answer the same questions.
There you
go. Is that fair?
Yeah, here we go.
You're shaking your head at me like I'm an idiot. So.
No, I'm not.
I guess the good thing about listening to this is that you can't see her like rolling her eyes.
And... I am not doing that.
All right. So what we want to do though, as we wrap up 2021, which was, I mean, basically in a lot of ways, it was kind of like 2020, like redone, it seems like. You know, with a lot of the current events.
Well, that's what I told you earlier. Like the hardest part for me is all this like blurs together. Like, yeah. What year was that? Like, oh, no, that was actually 2 years ago, not this year. Like, yeah, it's hard to compartmentalize.
That is not a word. Compartmentalize?
There you go.
There we go.
Oh, each year.
Okay. Anyways, moving on.
This will be fun.
Yeah. Jess had a glass of wine tonight, so here we go. All right. So no, in all reality, though, there is five questions that we're going to answer. And again, like, we're going to answer these, and I hope what it does, because obviously, like, the idea of this podcast is to hopefully provide you value, is I hope this makes you examine these same five questions, because I think they're really important as we go into the new year. Do you agree?
Yes, I like them.
So I'm going to ask you first, put you on the spot with these, and then
I'll go. Do I have to answer all five first?
Well, no. We'll
go back and forth. Yeah, okay, we'll go, okay.
Yeah, okay.
I was getting stressed out there.
So question number one. What accomplishment, and this again, I want you all to ask yourselves this question as well as you go through this. And if you're the type of person to write something down, I think it's good to write these down. So the first question to ask yourself, and what I'm going to ask Jess and then myself, is what accomplishment are you most proud of in 2021?
Most proud of... Oh, like very most, I'm going to go with our meat business, just in the fact that it...
What part of it though?
That's what I was going to say. Okay, hold on. So when we started this, you guys know the story, you know, that we started this with kind of a whim of like, let's try it out. Let's see if anybody even is interested. Do they like our meat? You know, all of that too. This year was our first year of not only finishing kind of our starter, like trial steers, but having, you know, every single month beef getting butchered and beef being sold. And I was looking at, you know, like my planner from last year had like goals in the beginning of it. And one of the things that I was concerned about in the beginning was, you know, do you have like, great, people bought from us once, but are they repeat customers? You know, like, do they keep coming? Is it good enough that they want to continue to purchase from us and continue to eat our meat? And so just having that repeat that month over month over month kept growing and getting bigger and better. And we have so many people that come back every single month, if not every other month, or heck, sometimes people come a couple times a month. That's probably my greatest accomplishment, just knowing what all that took to get there. Back end, front end selling, all of that.
Well, there's a lot that goes into it. I don't think most people understand sometimes, maybe if you don't have your own business, and maybe if your business isn't completely online based, like just how much logistically goes into the online side of it. I mean, mm-hmm. everything from just the stupid stuff, right? Like the emails. Like maybe you're on an email list and you're like, oh, they sent me another email. But just like that's something that had to be written out and like planned and scheduled and mm-hmm. sent. And there is a lot that goes into that.
Is it interesting? Is it enough that people are going to want to listen, like read it? Are they going to unsubscribe? Yeah, all the things.
Yes. And along the same side of that.
The logistics of it, just all that piece.
Well, and along the same lines of it, which was really fascinating. So I'll get to my biggest accomplishment in a second, but I kind of have a couple, and this goes into it. I'm only going to talk about one, but this is just kind of like your bonus. So tell them about what our 5-year goal was. Remember about having how many beef butchered every
month?
Oh,
yeah. So this planner I was just looking at, like I said, this was so beginning of last year, you know, we're what? 2 months into actually selling beef at that point, like actually having our steers process meat going out the door. So it was one where it was like, what do you see in a month from now? What is it? 2 months or 3 months, 6 months, a year, and then 5 years. So our 5-year goal at that point, I think like our 6 month was when I had written down something about like having repeat customers, that I wanted to make sure that in 6 months I had people that were purchasing again from us. And my 5-year goal, so this would have been 4 years from now, was to be able to have 5 steers butchered per month. And the cool part is that's what we're doing in 2022. So we've literally bumped that goal 4 years earlier than what in my mind's eye was the 5-year goal. So that's pretty freaking
cool.
Awesome.
That's pretty cool. So that's a big accomplishment.
Way big.
So for my biggest accomplishment,
do you have notes? Are you ready? Are you reading these?
No, I'm
okay.
Just a
I thought
question.
He would like pre-plan his answer. No. I was gonna say that is not fair.
No, I'm just reading the question here. So my biggest accomplishment that I'm the most proud of in 2021, it's hard, right? Because it's such like a, Are you proud of like what you did as a dad? Are you proud of what you did as a husband, as a business, as a provider, like all these different things, right? But gut honestly, reaction. Yeah, my gut reaction to that is that in 2021, I dropped like 35 pounds.
That's awesome.
That's like my biggest accomplishment because I've toyed with the idea, and I know this sounds really stupid, right? And for you,
it's not stupid.
I'm saying like the idea of actually losing weight because like I've worked out pretty hard for several years now. Like we've done CrossFit.
Years.
So it's not like I went from like the couch to like working out and it's like, oh, I lost some weight. It was like, this was the year that I finally committed to like eating right.
Well, yeah, because you've said, I mean, okay, let's preface this. Derek is the all or nothing. And I think we've talked about this before. It would be like, we're going to eat nachos and ice cream. And then tomorrow is like, we are strict paleo. We do not eat anything. And we work out 7 days a week, like hardcore the other way. But my thing is, I was like, yeah, this is sustainable. Like, okay. And it wasn't realistic, but then it would be like, you'd kind of go off and you'd try something else. And like, it wasn't like you hadn't tried. It was just, I guess, I think a lifestyle.
Wasn't sustained.
Sustained and like a lifestyle that you actually committed to.
And honestly, like, I think that was the big thing is that I never truly committed to anything. Like I would try out these little fad diets or whatever. And it'd be like, eh, I don't really like it. I'm bored with it, whatever. And then I would move on. And it wasn't like I ever like got super fat. It was just like, I never lost the excess weight that I wanted to. And one of the things I kept coming back to, and I'll talk about this a little bit in the next question, because I think this is part of it. But like when everyone was sitting there saying like, everyone's getting sick from COVID and you know, the COVID-15 or the COVID-20 that everyone's gaining, I'm like, no, if everyone's zigging, I want to zag. That was like my thing. And so it was like, I know I want to get serious about losing weight and about getting like super fit. I still don't have a six pack. I'm getting pretty close.
You're
though.
Close.
I'm getting closer.
Yeah.
I'm getting
you're
closer.
Very close.
But it's never really been something to where I was like just committed to like getting fit. Like again, like working out, absolutely, because so much of the working outside of it though is more mental than physical for me. But it was like, I actually want to look good. I want to feel good. I want my body to look better. Not for like a vanity standpoint, but it was just like functionally. And so it was like the thing that I'm the most proud of, and I don't know, maybe I'll do one of those douchey Instagram pictures one of these days, is like the transformation from the beginning of 2021 to the end of it. Should I do it? Should I do that picture?
I think it's cool. I think it's not douchey. It's douchey when you're taking the selfies pictures of yourself working out, like looking at your muscles. That's douchey.
I'm going to do
Being
it.
Being proud of like
gonna,
your accomplishment is not.
Kissing my bicep?
No. Well, no. Okay. Cause then I know you would be joking. It's the people that aren't joking that do it every day.
Yeah.
It's douchey.
So that is like, I feel like my biggest accomplishment, but there's part of it, right? Like there's layers to all of this stuff, which is because I feel like a big part of like success in business will start with your body. And I think that not enough people understand that side of it, which is, and this might sound again, like kind of coming back to the douchey thing. Maybe this sounds completely douchey, but it's like, if you look good, you feel good. Mm-hmm. And if you feel good, you perform good. Mm-hmm. And I think that not enough people understand like the domino
energy.
Effect.
It's not yes. Like, it's just your energy.
That's what I mean.
You're like, not if, on the if, couch, like, oh, I suck.
Yeah. Yeah,
just
you're
a
like
big fat slob.
Yeah, you're feeling good. You feel like, hey, you know, maybe you're like flexing a little bit in the mirror now, and you haven't done that for a while, right? I mean, come on. You know, if you work out and you're starting to look a little better, you're like, damn, I see some muscles there. I see some veins popping out in places I haven't seen for a while, right? Like you do that, and then you start like feeling more confident, which leads into business, which leads into momentum, which leads into energy, all of that stuff.
Yep.
And so I think that so much of that is absolutely important. And so, yeah, I would say that's my biggest accomplishment that I'm most proud of in 2021 is dropping a lot of that excess weight.
That's all right. Awesome.
So let's go to got a little ahead of myself. Question number two.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yep.
What is your biggest, so again, for those of you at home keeping score, write this one down. What is your biggest lesson of 2021?
They're such hard questions.
I'm going to get deep on this. I'm going to get on my soapbox. You want me to go first? on this one? No, you go first.
I'll go first because you'll tangent me. Okay, what I...
I'll tangent
you. Well, because I'll like start... although I won't remember is what I mean. Okay. So what I'm going to say, my biggest lesson for 2021 personally is that I can't do everything. I am a person that thinks I can do anything and everything all at one time. And I really had to focus and realize like where is my priority and where does it need to be? You know, I still do a lot. That might sound silly for people who know me. But at the same time, there are a lot of things where I might not necessarily even feel guilty, but feel pulled or like, well, gosh, if I don't do this, somebody else, like I need to do it. I just need to step up and do it. It's not that hard. It won't take me that long. There's a lot of things where I've just been like, no, like absolutely no, I cannot do this right now. Like knowing that we have our business that's growing like crazy and trying to figure that out and like the growing pains of that. We've got young kiddos. Like not only do I have sports and different things with my older ones, I've still got, you know, I call them babies in my house. Like they're going to be only in kindergarten next year. That's still only half day school. Like just realizing and kind of setting those boundaries of that I can't do certain things. And some things like I really want to do, right? Like there's different organizations or there's different hobbies or things that like I would like to do, but just kind of being able to set those aside and in my mind knowing like this isn't the season, like not right now, like maybe when my kids are in school full time or when I have certain things in our business streamlined or like then I can take those on. And so it's not a no forever, but like right now I have to say no. So that was probably my biggest lesson, was just kind of learning through that.
So I'm going to cheat a little bit. Can I cheat?
Of course you are.
Okay. So this question is, what is your biggest lesson of 2021? And then again, for those of you keeping score at home, the next question is going to be, what was your biggest disappointment in 2021? And for me, I'm going to tie these two together. And okay. I didn't want to do this, but the more I thought about these two questions, they really do tie together for me. And I'm going to ask you. So basically what I'm saying is I'm going to answer, what is your biggest lesson of 2021 with the next question, which is what was your biggest disappointment in 2021? So you think about yours, but I'm going to tie these two together. So my biggest lesson of 2021, and this is unfortunate, and I almost like even hate bringing it up because I feel like there is some negativity around this. But honestly, like I feel like my biggest lesson of 2021, because you have to think back, like at the beginning of 2021 was a, you know, basically just getting over the presidential election. There was all the stuff that went on with the January 6th, what they call the insurrection.
All the people went into the White House, yeah, or whatever.
To the Capitol and all of that, right? And so I think my biggest lesson, as crazy as it sounds, is just how scared everybody is. Mm-hmm. And that's also like my biggest disappointment of 2021. So I wish I could give you like two different ones for those two questions, but it's been like a lesson and a disappointment to myself, I guess, over the past year of realizing just the level of fear that people live in. I mean, it's been insane. It really has been insane. And I mean fear around like COVID and fear around illness and fear around your neighbors and fear around just everything, to where, and I've talked about this like several times on the podcast, because, you know, going back to like a sales background, fear is one of the biggest motivators that you can ever use to sell somebody, right? There's a number of different ways that you can use fear to motivate somebody. If you're a car salesman, I've never sold a car in my life, but if you're a car salesman, like I could create at least some level of fear that if you don't buy the car now, it'll be gone tomorrow, right? Like there's the fear around like, oh, if I don't buy it now, it really is going to be gone tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And so it'll make you make a decision that maybe you normally wouldn't, which is I better buy the car now because it's going to be gone tomorrow. And just seeing the fear around illness and the disappointment, I guess, to a certain degree, because again, that gets into question number three, is almost like the lack of curiosity that I've noticed from our media, from from just kind of everyday people that are trying to get by, like curiosity around, like, how did this virus start? You know what I mean? Like, do you ever wonder that?
Mm-hmm.
How did it hit us so hard? Like, why are certain people so susceptible to it? Like, why are we not treating it rather than just saying, take a vaccine that has been proven? Like, just the lack of curiosity and I don't know, like, maybe I'm one of those weirdos that I just seek information so much from so many different avenues or people. Like, I've almost been disappointed in our lack of curiosity. I've been disappointed in our fear. And so that's where I tie those two things together. So I don't want this to be a negative thing, but that really has been, like, I've honestly can say I've been disappointed in just the way that we process this stuff and the way that we process something that is, like, I get it. COVID is scary. Like, I have, like, my aunt died from COVID, right? She was older. She was overweight. Like, she was at high risk for COVID. So it's not like this hasn't touched me personally. But having said that, there's also nuance in this discussion, which is, like, I get disappointed in the fact that we're masking kids. Like, I truly do, and maybe this will piss some of you off, but, like, I feel like if you're masking a kid, there's no scientific reason to do it. They don't spread it. They don't get sick from it. Like, it's literally, they're more likely to die on their way to school in a car accident than they are from COVID. Yet we're masking kids. We're telling them to keep masks on. We're telling them to be scared. And I look at it like that's freaking child abuse. Like, scientifically, there's no reason to do it. And so I've been so disappointed to see, like, our reaction and the fear. And so it's not even something, like, personal. Like, there's, I don't even know. Like, I'm not trying to pawn off, like, my personal disappointments, but I've been very disappointed in, like, our reaction to this, our reaction to fear, like, how we handle this fear. So many people just locked down and isolated. Like, I've talked to people who are like, oh, the new variant, like, I'm not doing anything. You know, like, we have a neighbor here. There's like, we haven't seen our family in 2 years. Like, I was talking to him the other day, like, haven't seen our family in 2 years. And I'm just like, man, like, you're missing memories. And this neighbor is an older person. Like, who knows how many more Christmases they have. Mm-hmm. And I just, like, I get disappointed in the fear and the lack of knowledge, the lack of curiosity around all of this. So for me, like, what's my biggest lesson of 2021? That's the second question. Man, my biggest lesson is that, like, I feel like we don't handle fear. My biggest disappointment of 2021 is, like, the exact same thing. So as long as I have this platform, as long as I have this podcast, like, I'm going to try my best to inject you with as much hopefully, inspiration, positivity, hopefully facts that keep you from being scared of everything. Because I don't think we were meant to be scared. I've told you time and time again, Jess, what did we put on this wall right over here? I know you all can't see this. I'm pointing at the wall where when we frame this office that we're sitting in, my little studio here, what did we put up
there?
God
has not given you a spirit of fear.
Yes. But of, do you remember the rest of it?
No, not to quote it.
Oh.
But of hope and something of that nature.
Yes. I can't quote it
there's
either
my Bible
now.
Bible scripture.
We wrote it in. Timothy 2:14, look it up if you really want to know word for word. But we put this on my wall for that reason, is to keep us from being fearful, keep us from being scared about everything, scared of our shadow, scared of our neighbor. I mean, guys, when I see people screaming at somebody else on an airplane because they're not wearing their mask properly, it makes me want to pull my hair out. And I don't even have hair. I'm bald. Right. Mm-hmm. But it drives me crazy seeing that people are so fearful and so afraid of their neighbor, of their peer, that they're willing to do that. Like, there was this crazy story about this lady just freaking out on this guy lately, recently, about his mask. And, like, that's why I put that there, is because I don't feel like we're built to handle fear, to live in fear. And everything that we see in the media is just fear, and it's fear, and it's just fear porn, right? Like, that's all it is. Get you addicted to the fear. You got
it? You were a little off, but okay. Yeah. 2 Timothy 1:7, God did not give us a spirit that makes us afraid, but a spirit of power and love and self-control.
That's not it.
Okay, here's a different version. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of sound mind.
Sound mind.
That's
there
the King
it is.
James version.
There we go. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So now we know it.
Yep, there you go.
Okay. Sorry, I got on my soapbox there for like 10 minutes. So we went to number three, and I kind of melted the two together. What was your biggest disappointment in 2021? And you can't say me.
I don't know.
That's BS. You had to have had a disappointment.
Disappointment. Well, you went all like way big and deep, and I was like personal, selfish crap. Good night. I have no idea.
People are going to think you're being fake if you don't have any disappointments. I mean, come on. Your life is just so perfect.
Your life is so perfect, you have no disappointments.
Whatever.
I have tons of things that I'm disappointed in myself about, but...
Well, that's fine.
Okay, then I'll say, again, yours is like so much bigger than mine. But what I'll say then, if I'm just
there's no right answer.
Whatever.
Well, I mean, my answer is right, but like...
Yeah. I would say, so... I've done CrossFit for how old's Riley? Basically eight years. Always like worked out religiously up to, and there might've been here or there small breaks for things. But even when I was pregnant with the twins, like up until I was about 25, 30 weeks, when literally my doctor said, you can't do it anymore. Worked out all the way through like all that. But this fall, I have not done anything, like anything, since basically the kids went to school. And it was just a lot of, I mean, you can say it's all excuses, but just like scheduling, figuring out, you know, normally we always got up and got it done in the morning. Now I get the kids off to school. Then I have to get the other girls off to school because they go to school later, and just scheduling and all of that. So that was something that really was like eating on me. I've done great over the break. And try to make sure and just like making it happen over even when the kids go back to school and figuring that out, because it's something like Derek mentioned, even with losing weight wise, it's you, and not even like you look good, you feel good, but like you feel good, you feel good. Like, if that makes sense. Like, I guess I'm saying that was like, I'm not a person that like, I do it almost more for like mental than physical almost. Like I want to feel strong. I want to feel like I've done something. I want to feel like I've used my body in a capable way, not necessarily because I want to watch a scale change or my body even change, but like, I want, at the end of the day, I feel better if I'm doing something. So that's probably my biggest disappointment, that I kind of let that scheduling and so forth get in the way, and business and just all the things. I heard somebody actually say a quote not long ago that said, like, the most important time is to take care of yourself is when you feel like you don't have time to take care of yourself. And that's kind of how I was feeling.
It's a good quote.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've covered what accomplishment are you most proud of in 2021. We've covered what is your biggest lesson of 2021. We've covered what was your biggest disappointment in 2021. Now we're going to cover... So again, for those of you writing this stuff down, these are five great questions to ask yourself. What is one thing you will commit to in 2022 to better yourself?
You're going to make me go first again, huh?
Yep.
It's one thing in 2022 that I'm going to commit to to better myself.
And if you need a second, let's set this up a little bit. So often, here's what happens. It's December 31st, right? Mm-hmm. When this podcast comes out, it'll be New Year's Eve. And everyone's going to be like, so starting tomorrow, I'm going to eat right. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to build the business of my dreams. I'm going to be wealthy. I'm going to do 20 different things.
Yeah.
And the reality is, you won't do any of them. Sorry, just being honest with you. Here's why. Because if you have 20 different targets to shoot at, you will not hit any of them.
Yep.
So you want to hear like my infinite wisdom, pick one thing that this year you're going to master. You're going to do, and you're going to be committed to for the entire year. And that can be a number of different things. It could be 100 different things. But what you can't do, in my opinion, because I've tried this, is you can't say I'm going to do 20 different things and hit all of them. It's just, it's almost impossible. It's like your brain can't comprehend so many different goals and objectives or New Year's resolutions, whatever you want to call them. It's almost impossible to do all 20 of those things. But if you could be like, I don't care. Like, one thing I'm going to do is I'm just going to drink 60 ounces of water, or I'm going to drink 100 ounces of water. And that's it. That's the only thing I'm going to do. But what you'll notice, and this goes all the way back like to 75 hard and things, challenges like that, which is you commit to that one thing, and then it's almost like it spawns all these other things that come from that, just from doing that one thing, right? Or maybe you're like, I'm going to commit this year, I'm going to work out 5 days a week. Doesn't have to be CrossFit, doesn't have to be crazy intense, but just 5 days a week, I'm going to move my body. And because you do that, you'll notice like I'm drinking more water, I'm feeling better, I'm doing all these other kind of ancillary goals that we all put out there for ourselves. But it's like really all it takes is just that one thing. And so that's why I think that so many people fail in their New Year's resolutions, is because they say they have a resolution, but really it involves like 20 different things. It's like, no, just hit a single. That's all you got to do. You don't got to hit a home run. You don't got to say, I'm going to lose 30 pounds and I'm going to eat right and I'm going to exercise and I'm going to, you know, spend an hour in the gym and I'm going to join all these groups and I'm going to start some ML. Like, no, like strip all the BS away. Like just one thing. That's all it is. So if there's like one thing this year that you could commit to, what's it going to be?
Okay. This is what I'm going to commit to. It's going to be like, well, I'm trying to figure out my workout schedule here in my mind real quick. but what I'm going to commit to is it's going to be just a morning devotional quiet time, whatever you want to call it. First thing. And the reason I hesitated because I might have to be working out first thing, but as soon as I get done, having that be my first thing, not social media, not emails, not, you know, all the pieces, but like starting my day focused, you know, my priorities straight. And that's where, even if it's a few minutes, that's where I know, because I've done it in the past, that that's starts my whole day off, everything in the right direction.
Okay. So devotional.
Yep. Every single morning.
Okay. That's 7 days a week.
Sure.
No, this is your thing. I'm wondering what we can hold you accountable to.
What we can hold me accountable to?
Yeah. Five, I mean, there's like literally like potentially tens of thousands
know,
of people.
I know. No pressure. This, so. 5 days a week.
5 days a week.
Weekdays, 100%. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So here's what you can hold me accountable to. What is one thing that I will commit to in 2022 to better myself? I will commit to the fact that I will not put back on any weight. And so I'm not going to exactly specify because of the fact that I don't want to say like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But here's the reality is that I've pretty much been like an XL to a double XL for most of my adult life. Mm-hmm. And what did I do like 3 days ago? Remember?
Went through all your clothes.
Yeah.
Got rid of them all.
Got rid of them all, right?
Yep. I had to buy him a whole bunch of new clothes for Christmas.
Yes.
He doesn't fit in anything anymore.
It kind of reminds me of that old commercial. What was it? Nutrisystem. Remember that?
Where they'd have the pants and they'd hold them off.
Yeah, and it was like, I gave all my fat clothes to my fat friends.
I don't remember that part.
You don't remember that commercial? Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
so
awful.
I feel like that's what I did.
That's awful.
Yeah, I got rid of all my fat clothes. And I mean, I didn't give them my fat friends. They're going to like wherever, youth ranch or whatever, wherever they go. I don't know. You take them.
Wherever I take them.
Yeah, wherever you take them. But that's like my commitment is that, and this might sound stupid, like for some of you who maybe are used to being like a certain weight, or maybe you're thin, or maybe you're fit, whatever. But like, there is a lot of power in being like, XL, nope, I don't wear you anymore. You're going over here. And so like, that's the commitment to myself, is that I've done a really good job. That's like what I'm proud of in 2021, was losing the weight and like dropping down. Like I'm wearing size 34 pant now. Like I've been a 38 for, again, most of my adult life. Now I'm back down to a 34. Like I'm getting rid of my fat clothes. Like for me, like those mm-hmm. are my fat clothes, right?
Yep.
And so my commitment is that I will be able to fit in these exact same clothes a year from now.
Awesome.
Is that a good one?
Yep.
Okay.
I feel like yours is way easier than mine though.
You're talking about reading a little
I'm teasing,
bit.
I'm giving you crap.
I mean, I'm like I'm giving up macaroni crap. And cheese. I mean, come on.
I'm just teasing.
Easier. Jeez, I'll read a couple Bible verses if God would make me skinny. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord.
All right. So number four, what is one thing that you'll commit to in 2022 to better yourself?
Okay.
All right. So number five, this is it. This is the finale. Okay. Like at the fireworks show. Grand finale. You ready for this?
Maybe.
What is your bag for 2022? Bag, B-H-A-G. So this comes from a book, and I can't remember which one it is. It might be Scaling Up. But BAG, B-H-A-G, stands for your big, hairy, audacious goal. Everybody should have one of these. Everybody should have a BAG goal. The big, hairy, audacious goal. This is a goal that is like, it's attainable, but it's so far on the edge of attainable that you're like, I would really have to stretch to get to that. And I think that we all need that because we can set like minor goals, and I think it's good. I think setting kind of these mini goals is good to get you in, you know, on track. That's great. But it's like we're setting a new goal for the whole freaking year of 2022, right? Like, what is your big, hairy, audacious goal for 2022?
Oh my gosh.
Silence doesn't make great podcast, just so you know. People start checking and being like, did this pause or like what happened?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I think you should go first on this one.
No.
That was a very definitive no. I don't know. A big, hairy, audacious goal.
You act like you didn't get these questions before.
I know, because like I kind of was like, okay, yeah, I have no idea. And then I still don't have any idea.
You're killing. Like I'm watching the screen flatline.
Okay. I don't know how to like put this to a measurable, but I want to be at the end of 2022. I don't want to say planning, but like, I want to be, I'm going to say planning, but that's not the right word. Like putting our house into motion.
So building our new house?
I don't know the building it. I don't know that that's obtainable. I don't know.
So it has to be a goal. It has to be.
I know. I don't know what step that's in.
What does that mean?
Like we're like doing it, but I don't know that it's like being built. I don't know.
So does that mean that we've like signed the paperwork on it? Like it has to be quantifiable because in a year from now, the reason why I wanted to do this just selfishly so y'all know is because in a year from now, I want to come back and I want to be able to answer these questions for you all. And honestly, what I would love, and this is where the interactive part of this comes in, what I would love is for all of you who have been writing these goals down, for you to share those with us a year from now and be like, you know what? I nailed this one. This was my disappointment. This was my success. And so in a year from now, it would be awesome to be like, okay, like, did you accomplish your big, hairy, audacious goal?
Okay. So let's say then that like, I guess I don't know like what step comes first.
It's not rocket science. You just got to have like some quantifiable, like if that's your goal, like how can we measure that metric?
I know.
Again, it could be like, do we have blueprints finalized? Do we have paperwork signed? Do we have ground broken?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm trying to also be like, is this reasonable to say like, I mean, I'd love to be like ground's broke, but I don't know if that's reasonable, but it's not though, because it's going to be middle of winter and it's not going to happen that time of year. So let's just say that like,
this is your big goal. This isn't like, oh, I want to make sure I set my goal in the moon so I land in the stars or whatever that stupid saying is, right? Like, I mean, this is something that's like, this would stretch us.
Okay, let's say like things are signed and in motion.
Okay. So that means that
we have an architect, like we have a contractor, it's happening.
Okay. Fair enough. You all heard it here first. All right. So here's my big, hairy, audacious
goal.
I'm
like terrified to hear what you even have to say.
Really?
You're just like, this stresses me out.
No. So my big, hairy, audacious goal is that in a year from now, people in every single state across this country will know what the Crosso Ranch is.
Well, that's a cool one. See, why don't I come up with cool things? Yours is way cooler.
The house is awesome. Like that's right up there with me as well. But so just so you guys know kind of where this is headed is like, I look out there and again, like I'm always going to be brutally honest with you all. And so if you guys ever see me in real life, like it's probably going to be the exact same way. Right. But the reality is that there's part of me that gets frustrated. And again, this is just total transparency. So there's this great show on TV called Yellowstone.
It's a great show.
I love the show. Love it. Watch it every Sunday night. You know, I even sacrifice watching football to watch the show because it's a great show.
Awesome.
But it's fake.
Yep.
It's not real.
But what do we sit there and do like the entire time?
Well, I mean, yeah, we like visualize what. So here's the thing. Like we've been like learning more and more about our ranch because there may be some of you that are like, what do you mean you've been learning more about your ranch? There's stuff that happened 135 years ago that it's not like it was all posted on Instagram, right? It's not like you can just go and be like, oh, I remember when that happened. Like this is stuff to where it's hard.
Generations aren't here.
Share. It's really hard. So it's like reaching out to people and learning. And it's like this ranch was first basically discovered, if you want to call it that. I mean, it wasn't discovered, but you know what I mean? Like, my ancestors like
walked on it the first time and said, I want to live here
in 1886.
Yeah.
And so what do you see? You see this Yellowstone show and then you see like, oh, this is the prequel to Yellowstone. And it's called 1883. And it's like, we have as much history as this show. Like our ranch is way more pretty in my own opinion than Yellowstone. I mean, we don't have the big lodge, so they got that going, but I'm like, you know what? Like people are yearning for this adventure, this pioneer lifestyle, this way of life.
Well, and it's all fiction. And we sit there and like, especially during the 1883, we sit there and we're like, this is like what, like our families were doing. Like, this is what was happening during this time that, you know, you watch it and you think this is so long ago. It wasn't.
No, not in the whole scheme of things.
Like it was, you know.
And so that's like where my goal of having people know about our ranch across all 50 states. I'm like obviously people are interested in it because I see people wearing like Yellowstone gear and it's like, you're literally, and I don't fault anybody for it because it's actually really cool gear. Right. But it's like, you're wearing gear from a ranch that doesn't even actually exist. So what can we do to bring more people into our ranch and our history and everything else, documenting it, however we do it, to be like, you could be a part of like a real ranch. Like instead of being a part of like a TV show that's depicting a fictional ranch, like
we got the real deal.
Yeah. We have the real deal here. That's literally just as old and
just
actually,
as cool.
Yeah. Way cooler. I mean, we don't have the helicopters. We don't have like the big, you know, multi-million dollar lodge or, you know, we're not out shooting the bad guys. I mean, as much as we want to sometimes, like, you know, we're not doing that, but like the ranch side of it is real. And so that's like my big, hairy, audacious goal is that by the end of 22, and I feel like we've made strides in this year. I feel like we've made a lot of strides. Like we've delivered meat to what, like 30 states now, probably?
At least. Yeah. I haven't honestly counted lately.
So even outside of just the meat side of it, you know, with our social media reach and everything else, like we're getting there, we're getting close. And so I do feel like that's a huge goal, but I don't feel like it's unattainable at all. And so that's like my big goal is that by the end of the year, I don't know if everyone from every state will have ordered from us, from our meat business or whatever, but what I really, really want is for people to connect with our story, with our way of life. You know, my friend Tarek, like he talks so much about, you know, he's like, you guys have this lifestyle that people just love and they fantasize about it and they want to, you know, they want to be a part of it. And for us, it's so normal. Sometimes you're just like, well, why would they care?
It's really hard to break away and think like our everyday. And I'm like trudging around like, okay, I got to go feed this and do chores and change that. And oh, like this is going on and oh, that's happening. And it's like you get in your normal day-to-day life and you just think it's normal and boring. And then other people see it and they're just like, this is the most amazing thing ever. Yeah. And you're like, okay. Like I feed cows every day, but it's a cool thing to be able to share and realizing more and more. And that's probably one of the things where I love hearing from followers or customers, people who have come and visit the ranch, is like to get their side of it, because it's honestly kind of a blessing for me, because it's such a reminder that it is really special. Because there's, you know, you've heard us joke about like the really hard days. There's some days that are not all fun and rainbows. And
no,
it's
last night. I'm down there.
Oh yeah. Last night.
I didn't even post the video. Maybe I'll post the video of it. I took a video and I never posted it. But so our backhoe was up higher.
In the top barn.
Everything here is steep. Like if you're not from here, you probably don't realize like how steep everything is.
We live in the bottom of a canyon.
Yeah, we live in the bottom of a canyon. This is not flat ground. It is all like straight up and down everywhere you look around us. And so like where we're feeding currently for some of our calves is up like on a bench up a hill. Well, that road that goes up to that hill right now is covered in like 6 inches of snow. And then probably about 4 inches of that is like just straight a sheet of ice.
Like where one of the springs yeah. have overflowed and just ran waterfall water all down the road.
So I use a backhoe with forks on it in order to feed. Well, backhoes are not great in slippery type of roads. So in order for me to bring the backhoe down, it would basically probably I would kill myself. So we couldn't do that. Well, we do also have some other calves that are down on the lower part of that need to be fed. They're hungry.
Let's all preface this is that we don't normally have snow here at the ranch.
Not like this, at least. No. It's been like crazy, crazy winter so
super
far.
Super cold. Tons
end
of
December,
snow.
You don't usually get weather like this. I mean, it gets cold, but it doesn't get like...
The snow
like,
stays yeah. up in the hills.
Yeah. And so...
Anyways,
they're hungry down there. So I'm down there last night. At dark.
Let's say Jess had a brilliant idea though, where I was like, let's not kill ourselves. Let's just go to town and buy a bale of hay.
Yeah, it was kind of brilliant, except for the unloading of it.
Okay, well, I thought it was going to be a round bale, which round bales are super easy. Obviously, they're round in shape.
And they roll.
Imagine. Roll right out of the back
couldn't
of the truck.
Couldn't get one of easy those, peasy. Though.
They don't yeah. have those at the feed store today.
Yeah.
So the big square one, about 1,500
I'm out there
pounds.
Literally cutting this hay. And manually lifting it and throwing it into the feeder. Like I had this brilliant idea. I was going to back up and it was just, I was going to cut it and part of it was going to fall in. Well, it didn't. And so next thing you know, I'm out there and it was like 18 degrees. I'm sweating my ass off. Like just hauling this hay, trying to put it over the feeder. So they're not wasting. Cause if it's outside of the feeder, for those of you who don't, they'll lay in it. They'll pee on it. They'll poop on it. It'll just basically go to waste. And, you know, hay is expensive right now. So it's like we want every flake of that hay to go into the feeder. So, again, long story short, what she was talking about, most of what we do is not glorious. It's not the great cattle drives that you see on Yellowstone. It's a lot of, like, hard work, mm-hmm. just to put it that way. But having said that, I feel like there's also a lot of fulfillment in that. There's a lot of kind of almost like nobility in it, mm-hmm. right? Like there's like you get done with that. Excuse me. And you're like, these animals are all fed. They're all taken care of. And it gives you like a sense of pride. It gives you a sense of fulfillment. And so when it comes back to like my big, hairy, audacious goal is like, I want people to come along that journey with us. Like I want people to be not just connected to the food that they buy, whether you buy meat from us or not, but like, just know that like, there's still people who live this way. Mm-hmm. And there's still people who are living by a certain code, if you will, mm-hmm. you know, with honor and with ethics and, you know, conservation, like all of these things kind of bundled together in this country lifestyle. And I think that that's something that people like. And so my goal is that I want people in every state across the country, whether you live in LA, you live in New York, you live in Chicago, wherever it may be, to be like, you know what? Like there's a different way of living. Like we don't have to live on top of each other. There actually are places in this country still who believe in old-fashioned values, who believe in, you know, hard work and fulfillment at the end of the day. And it's not always all just about money and things like that. Like just showing like this alternative lifestyle, if you will, this day and age. Like that is my big goal. And I think we can do that. Mm-hmm. I do. But it does take your guys' help. Like it does take you guys sharing the posts that we put out. It does take you guys having the conversations. Like it's been amazing to see like the conversations that have come from some of our posts and the shares and some of the stuff that's gone kind of semi-viral, like things like that has been amazing. But we're going to have to step it up this year.
Yep.
Going to have to if we're going to hit that goal.
Yep. We gotta show the world our ranch and build us a house.
Build us a house. There we go. So again, if you want five questions to ask yourself going into New Year's, I believe it's important to do two things. Number one is to reflect on last year. You know, like I know people are like, oh, don't live in the past. But I think the past is a good indicator of the future, right? Like if you're making the same mistakes you made in the past, you're probably going to make them in the future. Maybe success won't happen as easily. So it's good to like take a breather, reevaluate where you're at, reassess where you're at, and then use that to fuel you forward. So again, number one, what accomplishment are you most proud of in 2021? Number two, what is your biggest lesson in 2021? Learn from that lesson. Number three, what was your biggest disappointment in 2021? Okay, it's okay to acknowledge disappointments. It's good. Number four, what is one thing, again, just one thing. I think, actually, side tangent, a year ago, I did a podcast just on this exact same thing. Like if you're going to set your New Year's resolutions, don't make it 30 different things. Don't make it 20 different things. Make it one thing. So what is the one thing that you'll commit to in 2022 to better yourself? Just one thing. And then number five, what is your big, hairy, audacious goal in 2022? You heard ours, Jess's house. Mine is, you know, having that notoriety, that audience across the country. Maybe for you, it's the big, hairy goal is to, you know, get into shape. Maybe it's, I mean, there's no limit on what you can put on this goal. It could be a business goal. It could be a marriage goal. It could be a body goal. It could be a relationship goal. It could be anything.
So. Well, and I was just going to say is I think like, I mean, okay, so yes, Derek told me these questions 2 hours ago, but I mean, our life, like I said, I mean, I was middle of making dinner. Like I truly hadn't thought about them a ton after he said that. Okay, yes. Okay, we fed kids, both of us together, whatever. He cooked on the Traeger, yes. Anyways, what I was saying is, I think that in these type of situations, I mean, there's a lot of times where people are like, really think about them. And I've been kind of giving Derek grief, but I think there is part of it where it's like, go with your gut. Like, what initially comes to mind? Because usually what automatically comes to mind is whether you like it or not. Again, you know, now, like I said, some of my goals, I was teasing Derek or whatever, they're like, oh, yours is better than mine. But like, whether you like it or not, it's obviously like comes to you for a reason. Like it's something that was on your heart or on your mind or, you know, your disappointment. It's like, okay, is that something I really want to tell all of you? Not necessarily, but like, well, yeah, that's kind of what I think of when I think of what I'm disappointed in or, you know, to just go with your gut, go with that initial thought. Like sometimes, yes, when you're writing out goals and it's great to think about them and, you know, some are bigger, but especially questions like these, like, what's your gut instinct? Like what comes to you quick and first and like jot them down. And I guess if you have to, if there's more than one lesson or different things, write them both down. Like it doesn't really matter. It's just reflection and learning from what you've done the year before and moving forward.
Well, I think it comes back to the old saying, like the best answer a lot of times is the simplest one, right? Like the easiest one. Mm-hmm. Like if you hear the goal, the question, like what's your big, hairy, audacious goal? And you're like, boom, it just pops into your mind. Like there's a reason for that. Mm-hmm. For some reason or another, that's the thing that popped into your mind. And I think that for me with these questions, as we were writing them down and kind of like briefly talking about them, honestly, they were easy for me. Mm-hmm. They were, because it was just like, I just kind of went with my gut and it was like, yeah, that's exactly it. Now, maybe if I were to reassess and overanalyze, maybe you'd come up with something better, but I totally agree with what you said. Like, usually if you hear like, what was your biggest disappointment? Like something will pop into your head right at that moment. And you're like, it really was. And then maybe you're like, ah, no, that wasn't that big of a deal. You know, you rationalize it, whatever, but usually kind of that first instinct is usually right. So again, I hope you guys take these five questions. I hope you consider them in your own context. I know sometimes for us, like sitting here kind of being just like brutally honest and vulnerable, if you will, about some of this stuff, it's not always that comfortable. So maybe if nothing else, like you'll kind of take our lead and you'll be vulnerable with yourself, right? Like cut away all the BS, cut away all the tough guy stuff and be like, you know what? I really was disappointed that this year I put on 20 pounds. Like that disappointed me. That's okay. That's fine. the first step to correcting anything is obviously admitting that, you know, it's a problem. And so if that's the first thing that popped into your head, is like, I'm disappointed in myself that I, you know, drank too much this year. Again, there could be 1,000 different things and you only know what that is for you personally. But that's okay. Like, give yourself some grace. Understand that, hey, it's a new year. It's a new opportunity to get better. It's a new opportunity to set new goals. All of that, like, again, take these 5 questions. I would just encourage you, internalize them, think about them, don't overanalyze it, and then just make a plan.
Jot them down and we'll look at them at the end of the year.
Yes.
Did you have a resolution? Blah, 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 blah. Hold on. Did you have a resolution last year that you remember?
Not that I remember.
I don't really remember one either.
I've never really been huge on resolutions.
Well, that's why I just wondered if you didn't like your goals or if you had anything last year that you...
I have, like, I always try to set intentions for the year, but I don't do resolutions because I always feel like, I don't know, maybe this is bad. Like, I was having this conversation with my mom the other day, and she was talking about, like, you know, this year I want to go to the gym, and I'm like, then do it, like, December 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Don't start at January 1st.
Yeah, it's a little, it's just like such an arbitrary almost, number.
Yeah. And everyone's going to be there. There's going to be, like, for 2 weeks at the gym, it's going to be packed, and it's going to be a nightmare to go work out. So you're not probably going to want to go there. Like, just start a week early and then you can laugh at everybody who shows up on January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I was just curious.
More about intentions. Did you?
I don't think so. I feel like I had, like, kind of picked a word.
We did.
What the words were.
Yes, we did. We did a word last year.
I don't know what they were. I'll have to look.
I think it's written down.
Back to you somewhere. Right. Who knows?
Yeah, I do believe that. All right, everybody. I hope you make 2022 the best year ever. Going back to, like, number 2 and number 3 for me, get out of the fear, get out of the all the BS, turn off the news, whatever you got to do to get out of the fear, live a great life. But more importantly, like, understand 2022 will be a new opportunity. Even if it's just a new day on the calendar, anytime you get a chance to reset, if you've had, I don't know, maybe you had some challenges, you had some struggles, 2021 was rough on a lot of people. Like, it is, it truly is kind of a fresh start. It's a good reason to kickstart into the new goals, into the new year. So get out there, get it done. Ask yourself these 5 questions. And if you want somebody to hold you accountable to those things, shoot them over to me or shoot them over to Jess. You can hit us up on Instagram at primal.king, at bootwearingmama. Either way, we will hold you accountable if you need somebody to kind of, you know, put the smack down if you're getting out of line.
Absolutely.
All right, everybody. Have an awesome day. Have an awesome weekend. Have a great year. And one last thing. Sorry. One more thing.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
So this year crossed over 100,000 downloads.
You did?
Yeah.
Yay. I didn't know you'd gotten there. That's awesome.
You should have known that.
I'm sorry.
You're not listening.
Tell me.
So I just, lastly, like, for me personally, I just want to say thank you all. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for sharing it. Thank you all for putting it out there on social media. Like, it's so crazy how, I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of people are probably like, oh, it's not that big of a podcast. And maybe in the whole scheme of things, it's not. But, like, if you knew our life and how much isolation we live in for the most part, like, to think that we've crossed over 100,000 downloads, it's almost like mind-boggling. Again, like I tell you all the time, we live 12 miles away from a town of 400 people. The fact that, like, over 100,000 people worldwide have listened to this podcast is still just, like, completely mind-boggling to me. So lastly, to wrap up 2021, it was just an insane year for the amount of people listening to the podcast, the amount of people that are kind of hopping onto this message. And so lastly, just personally, I just want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for the messages, engagement, the encouragement, all of the stuff with this podcast. It's not always easy. You know, things get so crazy around here sometimes. It's like, we got to fit in the podcast. And, you know, just thank you for that. For me personally, I do not take the fact that you take 20 minutes out of your week or an hour out of your week, whatever it is, to tune in every time, to see this month be another massive month. It's just so humbling. And so again, just thank you. So I wanted to wrap up the year, tell you Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We'll see you all in 2022. I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.